Kissy would forever blame it on the garlic. As she regained consciousness, she tried to bring a hand up to wave the smell away, but found that her hands had been cuffed behind her. She blinked her hazel eyes a few times, trying to clear the heavy mist from her vision. Her long, straight, dark brown hair hung smooth behind her down the wooden slats of the chair that was driving splinters into the backs of her thighs. She was distracted from this pain, and the taste of blood in her mouth, by the sight of an extremely well-built man who was hanging from a beam to her left. A Cecil rope crossed his barrel chest, circled up his arms, bound his wrists, and then ran through rings attached to the beam. He was a dark man with an even darker farmer's tan to mid-thigh and mid-Herculean bicep. He wore only a pair of worn red boxer briefs and a cloth grocery bag over his head. Kissy heard a moan to her right. She turned her head, sending a flash of stars spinning in her vision. Blinking through the haze, she saw another man, this one clothed in a tuxedo, lying on the cement floor. What little hair he had was drenched in blood seeping out of a wound high on the crown of his head. His face was turned towards her, and she watched as he blinked his eyes, slowly becoming conscious as she was. The sound of voices bled in through the thrumming in her head. Two voices. The one coming closer was familiar. The seductive female voice was not. With an effort, she focused on the male voice. His face swam into focus as he straddled her lap. She bucked against him, realized that was the wrong move, and tried to shrink away. She tried to avoid his gaze, but as her options were bloody old man on the floor, blue-handed hunk in the air, and garlic-breathed man's neon-green shirt in her face, she gave in and looked up into his eyes. His intense gray eyes, whose pleading gaze didn't match the mocking viciousness of his words. "She's my date, Vanessa," he said, speaking to the blonde behind him. "I get to kill her." A small, evil smile haunted his lips. Then he leaned in and kissed her with that awful garlic breath. 2. Kissy burst through the back door of Julia's apartment without knocking. "Julia Goodenough, I am going to die if I don't find a man to fuck right now." She pulled up short at the sight of a white blonde, kinda nerdy hunk in the kitchen. After just an instant of flapping her lips like a fish, she recovered admirably. "Good to see you, Timothy Goodenough. Julia didn't say you were coming to visit."
"Julia didn't know," said Julia from the couch on the far side of the main room, where she lounged with a cast-wrapped leg elevated on three pillows. Timothy wiped his hands on the frilly pink apron tied about his slim waist and offered one to Kissy.
"You've changed, Kirsten."
Kissy's breath caught as she slid her hand into his warm, firm grasp. "It's been 10 years since anyone's seen you, Timothy. Everybody's changed. And it's Kissy now."
"Kissy." He made a meal of the sibilance. "You've grown up nicely."
He reached out and lifted the fringe of dark brown hair hiding the left side of her face.
"You still have that scar from homecoming."
She lifted his hand and traced the triangle of black dots on his forearm. "And you've still got that AP history tattoo."
"Tattoo?
Julia stabbed me with a stack of pencils."
"But he's gotten over it," Julia drawled from the couch.
Kissy drew her finger from the lead remnants in his arm down to a long black-painted pinky nail.
"You're going goth?"
Tim looked down at the nail.
"It represents my dark side."
Kissy dropped his hand and turned to grab a cider from the fridge.
"Where have you been for a decade?"
She shut the door and perused the collage of postcards taped up over just the past 3 years.
"Merchant Marine," Timothy said.
"Bullshit,"
his sister called out.
"Timothy,"
Kissy drawled disapprovingly. She saw a smile quirk his lips as he turned back to his mixing bowl. He murmured,
"I'm Tim now."
"What you making, Merchant Marine Tim?"
Kissy asked as she leaned against the counter that separated the kitchen from Julia's self-designated great room.
"A salad."
He held onto a bulb of garlic while he pulled his cell up.